worshiping Him, always take advantage and enter into the privilege of being together in His presence. Amen? Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff I know from being pastor, local pastor. I know Don can understand this. You know, you'd get responses back sometimes, and it was really like, how do you handle it? One person would write a little note and put it in the offering. The worship was way too long. Some would write in the offering, the worship was way too short on the same week. And it's like, I think our agenda and our purpose just needs to be Him, just to love Him, to honor Him. And if we can't relate to the joy that's being expressed in others, let's just ask God to open our heart and cause us to see. You know, it's just good. Nobody's under any pressure. It's just good to be in the presence of God. So thanks, guys. I wasn't like I was ready. I'm having fun. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Todd and I were listening to a little track on a CD on the way in. He was going to stay out in the truck. He wasn't even going to come in. He said, I'm toast. I'm just going to stay here. So worship of Him is wonderful. There's like a million and one things on our heart. You could preach right now, couldn't you? There's like a million and one things that rise in your heart when you're in the presence of God like this. But, Todd spoke out. I know he was hearing from the Lord. He was crying out that the floodgate needs to open. There's a river in us. Amen. I actually felt like there was a prophecy in my heart at that time. You know, God wants the river. It's not a mystical rain and a mystical river. We're the body of Christ. The river is definitely in us. It flows from the threshold of the temple, and we're the temple of God. If we believe in Him, as the scriptures say, John 7, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Amen. Life-giving water. Bring life wherever it flows. So there is, you know, Psalms 24, you know, open up, you gates, you everlasting.